Kimani Vidal generated zero attributable news this week. Nothing in the team notes, nothing in the game coverage from Houston, nothing from a targeted search of the window. Quiet week, and for Kimani Vidal, quiet mostly confirms where he stands, because the noise in this backfield is all going to other people. Omarion Hampton drew the coordinator's most growth praise, and Keaton Mitchell got the McDaniel playmaker quotes. For the many listeners meeting this situation fresh, the June preview's core read was that Vidal is a trap of the sympathetic kind. His production last season was real. He led the Chargers in carries, 155 of them for 643 yards with four touchdowns, competent lead-back work that he earned the way deep backs usually do when the rookie first-rounder in front of him got hurt. Our point was that every reason to believe in him depends on a role repeating, and this role will not repeat on purpose. Hampton is healthy and is the lead back. Mitchell was signed with guaranteed money to be the change of pace, and Vidal was retained on a minimum, no guarantee tender, the contract language of a depth back. Capable if handed the job, unlikely to be handed the job. The only Vidal-adjacent item on record is from before this window. Back on July 18th, a roundtable piece by Nick Jennings floated him as a trade candidate in the crowded room. That is speculation, not reporting of a move, and we treat it as exactly that. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. A week of silence while the two backs ahead of him collect praise is the depth chart math of June playing out undisturbed. The one asset he owns, proof on tape that he can produce with volume, does not expire, it just waits on an injury. Next week, whether Vidal gets meaningful preseason volume against San Francisco, the change of pace snap split with Mitchell, and above all, Hampton's health, which remains the entire ceiling here. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.